Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
Hey, here we go, man. What's
hey,
up?
Hey, dog. Hey, anyway, it's 6:23. Let's get to it. It's time for sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
That's right. Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light. So, you know, whether you're ringing in the new year, whether you're watching your favorite sports team and all their sports team action, doesn't matter because you got a cold one right there, Bud Distributing. All right.
Let's kick it off with college football. Some of that happened over the weekend. Our Fighting Irish fell short of Alabama this past weekend. Honestly, not a bad showing. Not a bad showing. I caught some of the game. I mean, come on.
It was closer than I thought. Here's the funny thing. Weren't we talking about the spread? I think they covered the spread.
I believe so.
I think they did. They did, yeah.
So, yeah. So, Alabama wins that game. Then you had Ohio State, Clemson, Ohio State winning that game, which is kind of incredible. I was kind of thinking maybe Ohio State could pull it off, but not in the way they did over the weekend, man. Yeah. It was absolutely unbelievable. So, 8 o'clock, January 11th, we have a national title going on here. Ohio State and Alabama. Who do you got, Brock? Who do you got?
Alabama.
Yeah, you got to go. I mean, I just don't think anybody
can
put money on it.
Yeah, I just don't think anybody can beat them.
The same thing over the weekend. People talking Alabama up again, just like, dude, they're getting this number one recruit from blah, blah, blah. I'm like, yeah, they didn't have to recruit him.
Yeah.
The guy just wants to go. Everybody wants to go to Alabama. It's an avenue to the NFL. The easiest avenue, I should say.
Yeah.
Maybe not the easiest, but the most guaranteed, I should say.
I think you got a better shot. If you're pulling down stats at Alabama, you're probably going to do all right for yourself, or at least have a better chance even at walking on. You know,
right.
Even the lower end guys at Alabama probably got a better shot of walking on for an NFL team than most people have. So
wait, so you got a scholarship to Alabama?
Yeah.
Oh, so you're going to the NFL. That's what you're saying.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Moving on to the NFL. Let's talk a little bit about that, man. Over the weekend, your Packers beating the Bears 35-16. Watch that game yesterday.
Woo!
Dude, Rodgers, did he miss a throw?
It started off great. Here's where it all kind of, they had a little backward slide after this awesome bomb to Marquez Valdez Scantlin, MVS. Dude, the ball was right there. He had his man beat Rodgers. Perfect ball in the air, hit him right in the breadbasket, and he dropped it. And then it took a little bit. They kind of slid back a little bit, but besides that, he had damn near a perfect passer rating on that. I think four touchdowns on the day.
Yeah, it was. It was four touchdowns, which honestly doesn't matter because Chicago still going to the playoffs because the Rams beat Arizona yesterday 18-7. So if Arizona would have won that game, Chicago was out.
Yeah.
Out of the playoffs.
Yep.
But they got a wild card spot. Boom, they're in. Everybody's happy. So, dude, your Packers looking good, though, man.
They are.
I must say.
There's a good chance the Packers and the Bears could play again in 3 weeks or two, whatever it is, because the Packers have the bye, the number one seed. So who's number one seed now? We got the Chiefs. We got the Packers. Are the Bucks number one seed?
Nah, I'm not sure. I couldn't tell you that, honestly.
Saints got their number one seed, I believe. Yeah, so either way, there's some really good teams. There's some teams that barely made it in. Then there's some other teams that are like 10-4 or 10-5 and still like in the wild card hunt, which is nuts. So, yeah.
Yeah, Colts yesterday beat the Jaguars 28-14. Vikings beating the Lions 37-35. We got some more scores here. Baltimore beating Cincinnati 38-3. Buffalo beating Miami 56-26. My God, dude, Buffalo's looking good, huh?
Not taking anything away from Buffalo. It is Miami. You never know what Miami team is going to show up. Either they just play the most amazing football and ruin someone's day, or it's Miami. But Buffalo is just, not enough people talking about it. They're on fire, man. They look fantastic.
It's that team that's kind of flying under the radar. They were for a while there. Now people are starting to realize how good they really are.
I think they got a really good chance to make a solid run at it.
Mm-hmm. How about this one? Cleveland beating Pittsburgh yesterday, 24-22 to put them into the playoffs.
For the first time
in like what? What was it? 18 years or something? It's
first time since 2002 that the Browns have made the playoffs.
Wow.
Yep.
That's pretty cool. As much as we rip on Ohio, it's nice to see a team, you know. Come on.
So here's
18 years.
Here, I was looking at on the NFL. So, yeah, so the Chiefs, number one, Packers, number one, AFC, NFC there. Bills are number two in the AFC, Saints number two in the NFC. Then you got the Steelers who, come on, let's be honest. I actually know the Browns, who are 11-5, take on the Steelers.
They just played.
Okay. So, okay, this isn't everything that I need then. This isn't up to date. I think we still need to figure out. Anyway, but yeah. I think I hope the Steelers lose their first game and then everyone will shut up about the Steelers and the year that they had. Because it was the biggest hoax, I feel like, all year long. Anyway.
What, them skirting by?
It's just, it's unbelievable. It's like, this is it. This is a Steelers year. And I'm like, no, it's not. And then it's been proven at the end of the season.
You better be careful, because what if the Steelers beat your Packers? Then you're really going to eat your words.
Ain't going to happen. That is the last thing I am worried about right there.
So there you go. That's your sports report for the old 6 o'clock hour.
All right. We'll talk more about what could happen here in the NFL coming up next hour. It is sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, bud.
We'll be back.
WIRX, everything that rocks.
Wee doggy. Yee-haw. Hey.
Wee. My tooth.
My one good tooth. That's my gnawing tooth. It's my gnawing tooth.
Why is that tooth always just massive, too?
It's It's a non-tooth, man. Anyway.
My dad used to have a shop back in Stevensville back in the day, and there was a guy coming. We were kids, you know. I mean, we were just kids. But we called him Schnags because he had this one tooth. Dude, and it wasn't like – it was one of his front teeth. But, dude, it was dead center. It's not like it was a little bit left or right. Like, it was one tooth, and it was a horse tooth. Huge.
Yeah.
And he had one in his head, dude. And we were just like, God, dude, just get rid of it, man.
No, it's his non-tooth. You know? That's how he eats his corn.
And he'd always bite you in the arm. No,
Gave
he wouldn't
you
do
snags.
That. He wouldn't do that.
Snags? You bastard.
We always said he'd get it snagged on stuff. That's why we call him snags.
Snags. Jerks. He was proud of that one tooth.
He was, too.
Was it a gold tooth?
That's a good guy.
It'd be even better if it was one gold tooth.
I mean, it was gold, but it wasn't gold from the paint.
More like a
it was gold from it just being rotten.
A nice yellow hue in there. Oh, God. Damn it, Snags. You bit me again. Anyway, I digress. We got to keep her moving. It's time for sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
That's right. Bud Distributing stocking fridges with Bud Light so you can watch your favorite teams play in the playoffs. Big playoff action. And you need a cold Bud Light with
That's
that.
Right,
so don't miss out. Don't miss out. What do you got?
That's right. Let's start with NCAA college football, 8 o'clock, January 11th. Bamba Lamba going to be playing Ohio State. That's right, your two winners from over the weekend. Both teams, Clemson, Notre Dame, played good. Yeah, you stuck it up, but, I mean, come on. You're playing Alabama. You're playing Ohio State's always pretty good, too. So what do you think, Brock? Ohio State, Alabama, 8 o'clock, January 11th. Who are you picking?
I got Alabama on this one.
I think it's a safe bet. It's a good safe bet. If you put money on it, I think that's where your money should go. But Ohio State looked good over the weekend. I got to give it to them, man. And they started playing. I'm like, all right. Because you didn't know much from Ohio. What did they play, like seven games or something like that? So nobody, like, really knew. But damn. They came out and played over the weekend, man. So I'm hoping for a good game. I think I'm going to cheer for Ohio State this one, man.
How dare you?
I know. But, dude, Alabama wins so much. It is so over the top. So here's the thing we were talking about over the weekend. Real quick. All right. The Chicago Bulls back in the 90s. They were still good games. I cheered for the Bulls, but at least, like, dude, it went to game 7 a lot, game 6. Dude, Alabama's winning by like 90 points sometimes. It's just like, it's too much. You know what I'm saying? Like, they win too easily for me to really, really like them.
Yeah.
Because I love watching fantastic sports. I'm a bandwagon fan. I love watching the best because why wouldn't you? It's the best. It's fun to watch. But when you watch Alabama play, you're like, dude, this is like a pro football team playing like a JV soccer team. It's ridiculous. so lopsided. I can't cheer for it. So anyway, there you go. That's my rant.
Good rant. Good rant. Right?
Shut up. Moving on to the NFL. Your Packers luckily beat the Bears the other night. 35-16.
Lit them up, son.
It was luck. That whole season.
The whole season just luck. It's just the worst the worst 14-3 team in the history of the NFL.
It's gonna be the luckiest Super Bowl win I've ever seen in my life.
It doesn't count because it's a COVID year. It doesn't count. It doesn't count.
Hey, you know what? You Bears fans out there, no worries because the Rams beaten Arizona yesterday. So why is that matter? Because it got Chicago the wild card. So they're still playing.
So
it's a good thing.
Let me just rip through this quick and we'll kind of go through that. So AFC, Kansas City has a bye. Bills taking on the Colts. Steelers taking on the Browns. Titans taking on the Ravens. All right. Now, NFC Packers have a bye because they're number one and they're awesome. Saints taking on the Bears. Now, I will say I'm rooting for the Bears on that round because I want them to take on the Packers and have the Packers beat them.
You don't
want
to play the Saints, you wimpy.
Saints are tough. Wimp.
Come on.
Saints are tough, man. Seattle taking on the Seahawks, taking on the Rams. Washington football team making it in. New name, new team. They're taking on the Bucks. That's what we got going on for the first round, the wild card round of the NFL playoffs.
All right, I ask it a lot, and I'm going to ask it. We're one more week into it. Super Bowl prediction, Brock.
I still think Chiefs Packers. I really do. I really do.
I think that's a pretty good guess as of right now.
There's some tough
Packers
teams.
Are on fire. Chiefs are just so good, dude. Sometimes they don't really look like they're going to be, you know, a Super Bowl contending team this year. But, dude, we're talking about Patrick Mahomes.
I will say,
I think that's a good guess.
I know Mahomes is great, but they have definitely had the Super Bowl hangover from last year. They have not played the best football that they're compared to last year when they were just embarrassing everybody. They've had some tough goes at it, and there's some really good teams. You can't rule out Tom Brady and the Bucks, who Brady's got more playoff experience than anybody. If Drew Brees decides to show up and, you know, get a little bit better as it goes on, the Seahawks are always tough. I mean, there's some really good teams. And even the Browns, maybe the Browns are going to have a run at it. Who knows, you know?
Browns, dude. You know, they got the momentum right now. You know, Steelers, dude, you bust on the Steelers, but they got momentum.
Steelers are the only team that I think is going to be out right away. I really do. I think the Steelers are going to lose to the Browns. I think so. I think the Browns are hot right now. You got Mayfield, who is just juiced up, and I think they got a lot to prove. And I think they're just.
Did you see him?
After the game?
After the interview?
Yeah.
He's like, okay, all straight face. He walks away.
It
was awesome.
Going all nature boy on everybody. Correct. Anyway, that's my take on it. So,
yeah, I think that's good. I think that's good for your sports in the 7 o'clock hour here.
Good enough for me. As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.